Welcome. Can I help you? Take a minute to read the menu. If you're looking for a man, if you're looking for a friend, if you're looking for someone to talk to, take your time but fill your order. I can appetize you or main course. Caution, caution, because the plate is hot. And I'm the catch of the day. Your dessert, your meal, or your drink. You can find an order, please. I'll fill you up for free. If your heart is hungry, you can place your order here with Let Me Serve You Up. Please let me serve you up. You can have it your way. You're the customer. If you want it supersized with some loving, the set, just ask for what you want. Because you're the customer.
Okay, Raheem Devon.
Come on now. Yeah, that was my song back then. Welcome, let me help you. Take a minute to read the menu. If you're looking for a man, he was spitting. If you're looking for a man, look for a friend. If you're looking for someone to talk to.
He was talking fast as hell, all these goddamn lyrics.
Man, it was looking at the, singing it off the dome and singing it, looking at the lyrics, like, damn, I know that word was there.
Where they find that word at?
Right, you be like, I know that word was there. They throw you off.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Two Chicks Talking Shit. Hey.
Hello.
All right. Let's just see what's going on out here in the world, on the world today.
Okay.
We know that it is award show season. And so I'm going to just go to the Oscars. I'm not going to hold you long, sis, because I know you be like, child, all these goddamn people.
Facts.
But I'm going to keep it short and sweet. So I'm only giving you a couple awards, too, because it just gets to be too much. So for Best Actor, we're going to talk about Colman Domingo. He is nominated for Best Actor in Rustin. And when I tell you it is this man's season.
Listen.
It is this man's season.
Winnie, let me tell you something. They said the favor is on him, baby. Because he is doing it. But he is also is earned because he is a good actor.
Very good actor. He's been like doing, like making baby steps to this, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't see this Rustin movie because I was not interested in historical movies at the present time. But
I thought it was good. He did a good job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason this is historic is it is one of the first times, so between him and Jodie Foster, this is the first time that a LGBTQ actor or actress is nominated for playing an actual LGBT role in a movie.
Well, I didn't know he was LGBTQ plus IEAO.
He is merged.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's also Afro-Latina. Latino, well, I'm sorry.
The name. What is it?
Colman Domingo.
Okay, well, that's, you know, that's giving a little Afro-Latina.
Yeah.
So
I think his mom is from the Carolinas, and then his dad is Colombian and something else.
Geechian, am I?
Huh? And a lot of people have been talking shit about that, too, because a lot of these Latin magazines and, you know, I'll say blogs or whatever, they didn't give him credit for being a Latin Oscar nominee when they only mentioned America Ferreira, and I think they're the lady who is nominated, Lily Gladstone, because she's Native American and something else. And so,
we take them over here.
Yeah, yeah. And then I saw somebody talking about, if he Afro-Latina, is he black? I said, now listen, y'all go have to stop it. Y'all go just have to stop it.
What the hell?
Yeah. But since he's been Oscar nominated, two additional roles have popped up. I saw these today, bitch. So he, you know, they're making a biopic about Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah, yeah. His nephew supposed to be playing him.
Hey, his nephew can sing and sounds just like him, Cole.
Okay.
Tell me why they got Coleman playing Joe. Hmm. I could see it. I could see it.
Young, he must be playing young Joe, not old Joe.
He playing Joe. Okay. And all I gotta say is, do not make me hate this man, okay?
Do not make me hate who?
Coleman Domingo, because every time an actor plays a villain, we end up hating them.
It depends. Yeah, nah, you right. That dude that put what's the collar out on Diary of a Mad Black Woman, he still ain't shit. I don't care.
Yep.
He can play Jesus Christ, and I'm like, you still ain't shit for putting that woman out
exactly. The
way you did.
Exactly. It's
yeah.
Just like, what's old boy name from Soul Food for fucking Cousin Faith? Nah, see, I don't like you.
Because
you no good, and you a dirty dog.
Or the dude from Waiting to Exhale, who played what's the collar white? I mean, what's the collar husband?
Same dude that was in Soul Food. That's why I don't like him.
Man, because he always played that bitch. Okay. Playing a bitch ass nigga. Okay.
So as I'm saying that, please don't make me hate Coleman Domingo. Because I know he gonna play the shit out of Joe Jackson.
Listen, he teeter-totted on being hated in Color Purple.
Right? Sure. Because he got himself together at the end. That's all
I'm
saying.
If he ain't put them Renaissance pants on, he was this close.
It would have been over. You hear me?
Man, hate it.
Best picture, that category, I don't really give a shit about it at all. There is a movie that I want to see that is nominated. It's called American Fiction.
I want to see that too.
Maybe let's have a date, because the nigga I live with probably ain't gonna want to go see it.
Are you asking me out? Well, yes.
So I gotta be nice to. Because I see you be messing up, because now if I say, bitch, you want to go to the show? I'll buy your snacks. And we can go to Roosevelt.
Okay.
See, I'm speaking her language, y'all. Y'all don't even know.
That's easy peasy. She said, I'll buy your snacks. Sold.
You want to hold my hand, ma'am?
I'm good.
So I knew that Oppenheimer was going to be nominated.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that.
I don't know if it's streaming yet. I'm about to Google it.
You beat me to the punch. I need to just keep my. I need to have my laptop open when we record.
Today I decided to sit at my laptop.
I saw, and I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? She working?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking. So it's not going to be available until February 16th on Peacock.
Okay.
But right. I really want to watch it. I'm not going to talk shit about it, because I knew based on the previews and just, it's a 3-hour movie that's in black and white and in color and all kind of crazy. I knew it was going to be nominated. But Barbie?
Nah, man. Go to hell.
Barbie?
Go to hell. I watched all of maybe 20
Barbie?
Minutes. I gave Barbie maybe 20 minutes of my life, and I am still mad that I would never get that 20 minutes back. Because what? Why? Mm-mm.
Barbie?
I don't even have the words. I don't have the words.
I'm going to say I paid to see it because my daughter wanted to go see it.
Oh, no.
So I was in the theater. I had to sit and
watch. Oh, no. I'd have been like, man, I would rather sit in the lobby and listen to an audiobook. I would have been like, man, I would probably kept my book in my purse and be like, let me know I'd be in the lobby. Mm-mm. That was, and I'm so mad, like I poured, because it had got so much hype. Like I poured a glass of wine. I did my whole movie Please. Setup. Got my blanket, got comfortable.
Got your little popcorn.
And was like, what the That's it. Nah. Mm-mm. I turned that off immediately.
Girl, that's hilarious. Best animated feature, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse.
I can't get into it. I'm going to try. Okay. Saturday morning.
Yes.
I'm going to sit in bed and watch it.
Please, because it is so good, friend.
And I have been trying to. One thing that I enjoy, off track, one thing that I enjoy when we had that social media break is that I actually would sit and watch a show undisturbed, watching, you know, without picking up my phone. So I want to pick up that habit again, because I really was able to enjoy watching good movies and stuff without being interrupted. So I definitely want to, so, all right, Saturday morning, I'm going to make me some coffee. I'm going to climb back in bed.
Mm-hmm. No. It's on Netflix.
And what? I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'll do.
All right. So then, your boy Sterling K. Brown was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have a hard time. I don't see him winning because, listen to, he's going up against Ryan Gosling, who is Ken.
Mm-mm.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah, no, but
Robert De Niro.
Oh, fuck.
So, like,
I would be like, I'm going to tell you, the most humble thing you can say is that I am just glad to be in the, with Rob, like, not Ryan Gosling for that Barbie shit. No. Mm-hmm. Fuck him. But Robert De Niro?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I would be like, I'm just glad to be in the number.
Exactly. So, and then the last one I'll call out is Best Supporting Actress Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple. And people are excited for her, but they feel like Fantasia and Taraji P. Henson were snubbed. What do you think?
They said that they were snubbed for Color Purple?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad we friends. We watched the same movie.
No. Like, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed their roles. Mm-hmm. I think they did good. But baby. Miss Danielle. What's up? Danielle Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
We said in the middle of the movie, we was like, she better get supporting actress.
In the movie. I looked at
in the movie. In the I theater. Said she better we win that shit. And said, listen, it's gonna be a problem if she not nominated and don't win. She better at least be nominated. So, yeah, like, no.
So, those are the people I really care about. Man. Sure.
Listen, yeah.
But those are the Oscars. You know, the Grammys are coming up as well.
So, Killers of the Flower Moon, was that last year or this year?
No, they got nominated for a bunch of shit. They got best film editing, best costume design, best original score. What else they get?
But nothing for actors.
So Lily Gladstone.
Isn't she was in
for best actress. I don't even know what this movie about, y'all.
It is. Now I do recommend. It is 3 hours long.
Jesus, be offense.
It's on Apple. I just canceled my Apple too, but it's on Apple. It is 3 hours, but it is good.
3 hours.
It's good, and it's one of those movies. I watched it when we couldn't watch, and we couldn't be on our phone. So, but it is good. It's an interesting story. It's a historical movie. It is an interesting story, but there also is some funny parts, there's some sad parts, there's some, man, that's fucked up parts. Like, you get all of the emotions, and it is a true story. So,
all right,
it's
I'll
crazy.
Watch it.
It's good. It's good.
I see Benicio and I see Leo. I'll watch it because
after I watched that movie, I was like, man, see, this is what I can't date. I wouldn't date no white man because. Child, the shit that they was doing, nah, bruh. Ain't no way.
Yeah, it definitely got nominated for Best Picture too. So.
The only way that I can, the only way I can date and marry a white man is if it's a step up for me.
All right, I told you to go find you a sugar daddy.
Okay, well, come on then. All
right, let me set up your dating profile.
Push the that no.
You can push the buttons.
No. You lost me there. What you gonna put me on? Sugar mama, sugar baby.
Yeah.
I think I'm too old for that. I might be the aged out of that. A sugar daddy. So if I got a sugar daddy, because I'm at sugar mama. I'm somewhere around that.
Girl, you is not no motherfucking sugar mama.
I know
I'm gonna need it.
Of course, but I'm just saying, like, age wise, I might be. Okay,
so, let's look. I'm gonna look up the.
off topic. Never mind. Stay on. We're gonna have to do some research.
Sugar baby.
What's the age limit?
A sugar baby is someone, typically a young person, who goes on dates in exchange for money, gifts, mentorship, you're right, or travel. Wealthy sugar daddies hire sugar babies for their dates.
But they don't say what the age limit is. What the age? I think I might be the aged out of the sugar baby.
I'm gonna send you this article. It's called "How to Become a Sugar Baby."
I think I'm not a sugar baby. I'm not a sugar mama. I'm like a, you know, I'm sultry sugar. I don't know. I don't know.
We're gonna just go start hanging down the Viagra Triangle.
Nah. No.
If we gonna find somebody to take you on trips and just buy you shit, that's where we going.
Girl, if they is taking Viagra, they gonna want that sugar.
That's the nickname of the area downtown because it's mostly older Caucasian men.
Okay, because I'm like, if they taking Viagra.
Yeah,
they gonna want something.
Hey, bitch, I gotta tell you something. I'm sorry. I just pulled up the next story, and why wanted a brunch bunch to comment it? And it's the first comment that I see from
chat. Because we'd be all over the interwebs.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I am so sorry. That just caught me off guard. Oh, while I'm here, so. By now, you should have seen that Halle Bailey has had a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she hid her whole pregnancy. She really wanted to enjoy it for herself with the people close to her. And she didn't want y'all to be bothering her, even though y'all got on her fucking nerves. But now she's sharing. Like, sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, she's on here talking about she had the pump. She don't know how to take the breaks. And she's trying to figure out how to do all of this stuff and yada, yada, yada. The member of the brunch bunch told her don't skip no sessions and to pump every 3 to 4 hours.
I already know who that was.
She said, you got to move milk to make milk. She told her, I did it for 2 years. It ain't for the week. I know that's right, boo.
Listen, I already know who that is.
Because we definitely was talking about pumping, dumping.
Listen, we was like, hey, you drinking? I'm a pumping up. Oh, okay. Then it turned from you drinking. Well, you know, studies have shown.
She said, fuck them kids.
She said, study shown that a little liquor ain't gonna hurt nobody. It ain't, the little liquor in the milk ain't hurt nobody. Okay, girl.
He gonna be all right.
She like, another round. Okay, girl.
I don't know if that's the breastfeeding advice you want to say.
She said,
no, I'm just playing.
She said, in order to make money, you gotta move money.
She gonna beat our ass, bro.
She is going to We should have a segment just for her. this week's
Adventures of CC. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, sensational. I love you so much.
Sensational. What did I do to you? And I know. We should have a segment.
This is not the route I was going with the Halle Bailey topic.
And this week of Sensational says...
Oh my God, I love you, boo.
Oh, I got tears in my eyes.
Me too. But the thing is, that's not where I was going. I wasn't gonna talk about. I was not gonna talk about breastfeeding at all. But then I saw her comment.
Can she be so serious and so sweet at the same time? Okay, hey, bro. Get it together. We are journalists.
Exactly. But listen, I love my friend. She not from Chicago, so she ain't got that aggressive tone in her voice like the rest of us. We be like, man, G, let me see her. Like, we be coming, like, off the rip. And she be like,
well. Really?
Wait, I gotta tell you. So we was at the movie theaters, right? Going to see The Color Purple, and we all getting snacks and stuff, and I forgot what she got, and I said Cobbs.
Girl, she was like, what's
Cobbs?
I'll give you some if you now. She was like, sure, no problem, I'll give you some if you want some. We was like, that's not how that works. We was like, that is not how that works. She was like, what? We was like, when somebody say Cobbs, I mean they taking it.
Right, I don't want you to voluntarily give it to me. I'm taking what the fuck. Never mind. But anyway, what I was trying to say was, how do you feel about Halle somewhat oversharing now where she didn't want to share at all before?
Child, the same way I felt about not knowing if she was pregnant or not.
You don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I do not care. Like,
okay.
So during a time of trying to figure out if she was pregnant or not,
mm-hmm.
I was like confused.
Yeah.
I was like, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Is she not? That girl ain't pregnant. Oh, that girl right. is pregnant. Is she pregnant? She looked pregnant. Mm-hmm. Then after a while, I was like, this ain't my damn uterus. Who cares?
Yeah.
And then she bust out like, well, I was pregnant. And here's mm-hmm. my baby. And I'm like, okay, girl. Congratulations. I was like, oh, okay. Well, congratulations, girl. Okay. But now don't give us a whole... Don't give us this whole recap of the pregnancy mm-hmm. that she was hiding. And mm-hmm. don't, like, girl, go to hell. Because which one is it?
You sharing or no?
Is you sharing or no? Well, clearly you sharing now. But now it's too late. It's one of the things, it was like, I don't give a fuck now. Like, right. I didn't care then, but I really don't give a fuck now. Like,
right.
Keep hiding your baby from the world like you've been doing. But, you know, much respect. I understand she had to protect her bag. I'm pretty sure, you know, fucking around with Disney and all that. Mm-hmm. They was like, you ain't, don't you dare show up here as an unwed mother.
Yeah. When these stories of princesses are teenagers leaving right. home. Right. He's gonna marry some
grown ass men, these 16-year-old girls. The moment she turned 16.
Like what?
And then here come this old 30 man looking half her age, the prince. Get the fuck. Okay. So I mean, you know, do your thing, girl.
Somebody who probably should just stop sharing altogether is Tasha K. The blogger or celebrity blogger or whoever she thinks she is.
That everybody be suing?
Yes. So you know that she owes Cardi B about $4 million. I think it's about $4 million.
Cardi B is never going to get that money.
Cardi has her attorney looking into Tasha K's offshore accounts because she believes that she has money hidden overseas.
Now I was about to say something and I ain't gonna even go there.
She don't look smart enough to have an offshore account in my
That ain't opinion. What I was gonna say.
That's what I'm saying.
I was gonna say something about Cardi.
What was you gonna say about Cardi? You gotta say it now.
She don't go that hard for Offset. Cheating ass. Mm.
Well, she done with that nigga at least.
Is she?
I feel like they gonna be that toxic baby mama, baby daddy, and they go keep having sex. I think that's all it is. But I honestly don't think
she did. She file anything with the court?
Child, none of my business. It's not on the internet.
Okay.
And maybe she did like Tiana Taylor did and tried to keep it, trying to keep it on the low. Oh, okay. Well, my friends say, oh, okay, like that. Just shut up.
I'm just saying, like, you know, until I see, and it ain't my business. It ain't our business. But, you know, this is one of those situations where your good girlfriend be talking about she done. And you like, okay, girl. So, but again, I want her to have the same energy that she be having to go hard and go after this Tasha K girl, woman. Mm-hmm. I want you to have that same energy when it comes time to deliver them papers to Offset or do whatever you gotta do. Cause I could have sworn it wasn't too long ago. I think it was New Year's. Y'all was all together giving cheers.
Well, Cardi B ain't the only one trying to get Tasha to shut the fuck up. Cause Kevin Hart has a restraining order out on her that she can't say nothing about his little ass. Because she was saying stuff about a new cheating scandal with Kevin Hart. And he said, bitch, shut the fuck up. You lying. So,
Tasha K tried to say he cheating. He like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You lying.
Yeah. He sent a cease and desist to her. She's not smart.
And, yeah, I was going to say, she ain't doing this blogging thing right.
And she was trying to tell him, like, If you give me this amount of money, I won't put it on the blog. That's extortion, bitch.
I was gonna say that sounds like bribery. What the fuck? That's
extortion.
I might not know a lot about legal shit. I know some legal shit. This ain't my alley of legal shit. But I know extortion when I hear it. Anytime you get to somebody, if you don't want me to say nothing, you got to pay me. That's, nigga, you go to jail. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Child. Yeah, she might want to find another job.
Like what?
Not if you don't want me to put this on my blog, pay me. Girl.
Yeah, she had interviewed his former assistant, and Shorty was telling all. And she basically said, yeah, Kev, I won't put this out if you pay me. Oh, yeah, I'm going to see you and that little bitch. So, speaking of cheaters, the infamous cheater, Tristan Thompson.
Girl.
Continues to cheat. Like, he cheating every aspect of his life.
Listen, you hear me? Cheater is going to cheat. One way or the other.
Professional. He might not be cheating on no bitches right now because he ain't got no girl. But he is cheating in the NBA. This man has received a 25-game suspension for using performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah, I don't know these drugs. I wasn't understanding what was, because I saw a video and they was like, he passed the ball behind him without looking or something like that. I was like, well, that's cheating? Like, I didn't understand what the cheating part was. And then I did say something. I did see something about drugs, but I was like, I didn't put it hand in hand that it was
This nigga razzed the bench. You ain't even got a performance to enhance. What the fuck is you? Just stop it.
So this, he trying to take that performance enhancement. He trying to get off the bench. So he trying to enhance his performance with nutrients.
Well, these nutrients and drugs that he was taking are banned by the NBA. And that's what he got his ass. 25 games. He gonna be sitting at home or sitting at Chloe house.
Chloe, Chloe knows she can pick him.
Let me just tell you, I feel like she is a saint.
Is that what it is?
No, listen, I'm gonna tell you a few things. So like, I chose not to talk about this Chloe story because I didn't want to talk about him. But like, his mother passed away like months ago. Mm-hmm. He has a special needs brother. Mm-hmm. You know, Chloe is like basically helping to take care of that little nigga, right?
God bless her. That has nothing to do with the fact that Chloe. I'm serious. Why you start laughing? That has nothing to do with the fact that Chloe likes fixer-uppers. I think Chloe is, she either is something about her, that saint spirit that attracts men or people in her life who need her help, or she is attracted to helping people. She has a savior complex.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. God bless her.
She's a Cancer, so she just cares about people.
This is something different. This is going beyond just being a Cancer. Because, y'all go.
Here she go. Y'all go.
Y'all ain't going that far.
Okay.
Y'all ain't going that far. Y'all gonna, you know, y'all nice, y'all caring, you gonna look out. Some of y'all. But, you know, then it's the other Cancers that be like, hey, got shit to do with me. this is different. This is going beyond the Zodiac. This is some stuff she need to deal with.
That's true.
Maybe she's like that because, you know, that's something that she needed that she didn't get.
Okay.
No.
All right, therapist. Speaking of white women, I'm gonna come up with better segues one day, but that was perfect.
That was amazing.
So you know these women are going crazy over cups. Stanley cups to be
exact. Oh, I'm like cups. Like what? Girl.
So years ago, like Stanley has been around for years. It's a American company. Mm-hmm. They've been making these like insulated cups and other shit for years, right? They blew up on TikTok, and now everybody want them. They got all these collaborations, blah blah blah. A California woman was recently busted for stealing a shopping cart full of Stanley cups.
Why?
From a local store.
Why?
The street value of these cups is $2,500. Why do these cups cost so fucking much.
Girl, I'm not paying $30 for no insulated cup. I don't give a damn how cold it keep my drink or how they keep it. First of all, I don't want shit. I ain't drinking nothing that's been sitting all that damn time. That's one. The shit might be cold, but it's flat. You ain't gonna take. Nigga, you put a Pepsi. You put a Pepsi Cola. Not a Pepsi Cola. Lord Jesus. Please.
Okay, meanwhile.
Listen.
My southern Pepsi.
Girl, my southern ancestors said, come on, baby. We right there with you. Not a Pepsi Cola. You put. I can't. Lord, we're talking
about a pot, a cold pot,
get off my
a cold pot.
You put a cold pop because obviously me and Pepsi is. Woo, you put a cold pop in a Stanley cup and think that just because it's cold, it ain't gonna get flat. Sitting on that ice, use a dump, use a fool. You is crazy as hell. You have lost your mind. It's gonna taste. Like one of these, it's gonna taste like these new little pops they making now. They're supposed to be natural or something. It's gonna be flat.
it's gonna
be watered down and flat. I don't care what anybody says. If you put pop on ice and let it sit, it is going to get flat. I don't care how insulated the cup is. That ice is going to water down that pop. Period.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't want these cups because the straw is exposed. And it is picking up germs everywhere you take this little cup because you ain't covering it up from nothing. You getting outside germs, inside germs, car germs, your friend's house germs, your boyfriend's house germs. It's just germs everywhere. And it don't seem like y'all wash these cups either.
I don't. Well, no, they ain't washing it because they still got the Pepsi in it from that they put in there Tuesday. It's Thursday. They talking about, girl, this Pepsi still cold. Girl, go to hell. Go to hell. No.
I do have an insulated cup that I actually really do love, but like I drink my water. I only put water in it. It's for when I work out. It's when I go to the gym.
Okay. Not you walking around the gym until your little sports bra and your tights, your leggings and your Stanley cup. Okay, Fran. And your pony.
Hey, okay, guys. Fran. This is a great episode. It was so nice talking to y'all this evening today.
Okay, Fran, do your thing. Hey, girl.
You told me that I'm walking around with my sports bra and tights on.
You know, your leggings. You walking around to the sports bra and your leggings. You know,
with a ponytail
and your Stanley cup.
You know what?
That's after you chug down a Celsius for your pre workout.
Hey, sensational the one that be drinking Celsius. that's the crackhead in the group, not me.
Man, I ain't fucking around. Mm-mm.
Anyway, no. I'm gonna keep it moving because you're not gonna keep coming for me tonight.
Okay,
I'm done. I'm going to do one more story. Would you like to hear about a Colorado pastor, journalism, or a music festival?
Give me the Colorado pastor.
Well, here we go. A Colorado pastor is accused of a $1.3 million cryptocurrency scheme.
They still doing it?
Yes. They said this pastor. Yes, different types of crypto. They said Eli and his wife, I'm not going to say his last name, promoted their own cryptocurrency. It's called INDX coin to Denver's Christian community, claiming God told him that investing would lead to a.
Go to hell.
The securities division of the Denver County said he raised nearly $3.2 million.
God ain't told you no such thing. God has not told you No such thing. How dare you lie on God?
Hey, bro, he got 3.2. He took 1 point. They took 1.3 and put it in their pocket. He said, yeah, I did that. He said, out of that 1.3, $500,000 went to the IRS. A few hundred thousand went to a home remodel that the Lord also told us to do.
Okay.
Okay. God basically was like, y'all like nice things, right? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Do
Treat
it.
Treat yourself.
But again, I'm not mad at the pastor. Nope. I'm not mad at the pastor at all. You know who I'm mad at?
Them dumbass niggas that gave him $3.2 million.
Y'all are going to stop blaming the pastors. And y'all are going to start pointing the fingers to yourself. Because y'all be so gullible. Just they can tell y'all the sky is falling. And y'all would be like, well, let me give you $10,000 to stop it.
Yeah. It's like me saying, the Lord told me to go ahead and buy some Hennessy and have a good time. Like,
right.
Come on.
The Lord, that child.
The Lord has commanded us to have brunch, okay?
Okay, listen. I wish the Lord would have told me. Well, no, they weren't in my colorway, so never mind. The Lord was not with me in JD Sports. He was like, ha-ha, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Thought you was going to walk your slick ass over here and get them shoes, didn't you? So, yeah. Well, you know, again, Colorado, huh?
Colorado.
They was high when they made up that
point. That's exactly what it had to be. He probably heard a voice. It wasn't the voice. It was a voice.
What was old boy name on How High? That's what we heard.
definitely hearing voices.
That's what, let me see How High. Movie cast. Let's see. He heard. What is his name? He should have been the first person. What the hell? What is this?
Your ass hilarious. Which character are you talking about?
The guy that they was, when they got high, he talked to him. He ain't on here. Let me see. How? Let me go to the IMDb.
You are so funny. Persistence.
Like, they legit don't have him on there.
It's fine. You know what? All right,
whatever.
We gonna find him.
Right.
We'll be right back. What's up, shit talkers? It's your girl T, and we want to hear from you. Do you have a topic that you want to hear us to discuss on the podcast? Do you have an issue, a concern, a question that you have been dying to ask us or get our opinion on? Well, why don't you send it in to us? We are available on all social media platforms at the number 2 Chicks Talking SHYT, because we are ladies. Or you can shoot us an email, the number 2 Chicks, TALKINSHYT @gmail.com. We will keep all of your information anonymous if you want us to, but we would love to hear from you. Until next time, peace. Did you figure it out, friend?
Ivory.
It was Ivory. I was gonna tell you, it's Ivory. It came to me as soon as I was like getting the stuff together. I said, oh shit, it was Ivory.
Right, yeah.
Because they smoked his ashes.
Mm-hmm.
We old, y'all. Please forgive us. It is time for Girl Talk. And listen, Y'all heard on last week's episode and the week before, send us your topics, your questions, the things you would like to hear us talk about. Because listen, we're not talking about these dates no more. We're not talking about restaurant wars. We're not all of these little topics that are all these other podcasts are talking about. We don't want to do it. So if you have a problem, send us your situation. We would love to give you our 2 cents. You might not like it.
I mean, we really want to hear what y'all got going on.
Yeah, so, you know.
It'll be confidential.
I'm good at changing names. I will change all the names. It'll be real good.
Change the names.
Child. I'll think about it. Send us the email.
Dexter Warthoff.
Child. Send us the email, the number 2 chicks, TALKINSHYT@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. You can send us instant messages, DMs, whatever you want to call them, on all the social platforms. We are there. And, you know, we would love to talk about y'all shit because the shit that the internet is talking about is whack. So for today, sis, what are we talking about today?
Let's talk about fashion.
In case y'all didn't know, we some minor fashionistas over here, okay? In our own right.
In our own right, yes.
We put that shit on, okay?
We put our shit on. Yes, we do, friend.
And so we were talking in our little pre-meeting about fast fashion sites and casual dress codes and, you know, the good and the bad of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to start, but I'll start with this. So today, I wore a sweater. It was real cute. One of my coworkers said that I had on a St. John sweater. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on. What's St. John again? I said, that's kind of fancy. Let me look that up. I said, no, this not. I said, this not St. John, Jim. Thank you for this.
Wait a minute. Where do they carry St. John at?
At the St. John store.
Okay.
They might sell it at Saks or Neiman's or Bloomingdale's or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you might know it. They have like these textured wool type jackets with like embellished buttons. They'll like be gold and all that stuff. It's very expensive. Like a jacket is like $1,800. Okay.
Hey now. Yeah, boy.
So I have to tell her real quick, no ma'am. This is not that.
No ma'am. Mm-mm. So, I can't even lie on that one. Nope. Mm-mm.
I wouldn't even play them games. But it gave this vibe. And so I had it on with some nice little straight leg jeans, and then I rocked some penny loafers.
Okay. And so, I didn't see that. She didn't send me the. I'm not going to even talk about the picture she sent me. She was cute.
Thank you.
I'm your baby tonight.
I hate this girl, y'all. I don't even know why I continue to do this podcast. But that's my version of like being more casual at work but still looking nice, because I feel like the casual dress thing, y'all don't know what that means.
It's getting out of hand. It is getting out of hand. And I'm with you. So I also work in a casual environment. Now today, I'm not gonna lie, today I probably was a little more casual than usual, but I like to count today. This is my last day in the office. So I kind of take today as like my Friday. So I am a lot more casual than usual. So today I just had on just a plain sweatshirt. It's not a hoodie or anything like that. It was just a plain sweatshirt and some jeans, and I wore my Timberlands today. So, you know. Yeah. But, let's start with the fast fashion thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not against fast fashion. I'm still going to shop fast fashion because that's in my budget. I just, when we were talking and I said I was trying to stay away from Shein, I I'm not gonna say I'm not shopping at Shein anymore, but I just want to be a little bit more particular about what I order from Shein, because I want pieces to have a little bit more quality. You know, Shein can be a little hit or miss.
Amen.
And they can give you, you know, some pieces that you be like, this not even fabric. I don't know what this is.
It's not fabric.
And you be like, I don't know what this is. Like, this is, it's part plastic bag, part recycled material, like chemical or something. So I just want to be a little bit mindful. I want pieces in my closet that have a little bit more quality, because, you know, I'm going for that more. I'm going for a quiet luxury look, but on a budget.
That is the key right there.
Hear what I said. Quiet luxury look. I'm not about to have on a $500 sweatshirt. No. I'm going to have on my same Walmart or Target or H&M or whoever sweatshirt. I'm going to be looking at what the girls in the quiet luxury world is wearing, and I'm going to be finding it in my budget wheel. And with that, I think it's just a matter of finding quality pieces that have that's with a better material. So, you know, everything in my closet is not about to be polyester or polyurethane or poly and whatever. Like, is poly and plastic. We're not doing that. Like, I want, you know, a better quality of clothing, and I want clothing that look a little bit, you know, better in quality. So I'm not completely against Shein or fast fashion. I just want my stuff to look better. And then also, I want to start getting back into shopping in actual stores. I know that that's going to be a headache, but I also feel like, one, I can take my time and I can make sure that the clothes that I'm getting fits me well, because I don't know if you have this problem, but when I shop online, I have a hard time with the sizing, because I'm not necessarily plus size.
Yeah.
But I'm also not whatever that junior shit that they be selling in a regular size. So I do kind of need to try my stuff on.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I'm kind of like staying away from like the Sheins and the Fashion Novas and, you know, the websites, just shopping online for clothes, even though I just did some stuff for H&M. But just shopping online for clothes, period, because I want to be able to go in, try it on, make sure it fits me the way that I want it to fit, and purchase it that way. And touch it, feel it, see it, and make sure that it's what I really want, because how they style it up and what it look like online, then when you get it and you like, oh, damn.
No, I'm with you, because so one, quiet luxury is exactly what I'm going for. Like, that is what I tell D all the time. Like, I like the quiet luxury look. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some pieces that if I wanted to, I could spend a few dollars on them.
Mm-hmm.
But am I? No, because I like money in my bank account.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not on my back. Okay. So I'm with you. Like, I really like one store that I'm really starting to like, but I actually realized I only will shop the outlet, is Aritzia.
Okay.
Like, I really like their clothes. They're good quality. They're very like simple, good pieces that you can mix and match. And they just, it's just really, I love it. The problem is a bodysuit at the main store. Let's just see. I think it's like before a sale, they're like $50 for a bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you they snatch you though, they snatch you.
Mm-hmm.
But the regular price is $48, $58.
On sale,
you might get it for $20. So I'm gonna go sale or I'm gonna go outlet. to get the things that I like. That's my, I don't want to call it a trick for buying pieces that I like. I might wait till it gets to an outlet or goes on sale before I purchase it, and then I'll just, I have it in my closet. But I'm not above shopping on Shein. But I'm gonna tell you this one site I'm not gonna play with no more, motherfucking Temu.
Girl, I have yet. So the only thing that I purchased off of Temu was my shower curtain. I got a shower curtain and I got some pictures, and I'm still pissed about my pictures, because now I gotta go find some damn frames. Because I was thinking these bitches was like the canvas and I could just stick them up on my wall. Now I didn't have these things rolled up in my closet since the summertime because I keep forgetting to buy frames for them, and then it's an odd frame. So yeah, I ain't fucking, like, I almost today was on a train because my niecey poo, you know, they be like, she wanted me to do the little prize thing so that she, I guess she can get her stuff for free or whatever.
Got it.
But then they got me because they was like, all right, well, here you go. You can get 7 things for free and then 3 things for a discount. So I'm sitting on, I done wasted my whole train ride
trying to find 3 things.
Trying to, because I was like, if I do this discount shit, like, I was just like, okay, let me find some little cheap shit that, you know, a little knick-knack shit. Because I was like, I'm not trying to spend no money on Temu like that. Like, no. Like, and I couldn't. So I said, forget it. Because I had got, like, floor mats for the kitchen. And I feel like that probably would have been, like, they was going to come rolled up or something. Like, I just, it was going to be a mess. And I was just like, I'm not fucking with Temu. So I was like, yeah, I'm good.
So I have so I have been playing around with Temu. So I'm going to tell you a few things that I bought that were successful, non-fashion, right? Mm-hmm. So I actually bought a rice cooker off Temu. That was the first thing I bought off Temu see if it was a real site. I was like,
you went big with the rice cooker, though, friend.
It wasn't that much. It wasn't that much. Like,
okay. $8.99. Like, that's like they sweet spot. $8.99.
So I bought it. These kids use that motherfucker every day they hear. Mm-hmm. It works great. So I said, okay, I'm going to start playing around. I'm going to order some clothes because some stuff actually looks kind of cute on here. When I tell you, I have got so many times. The workout clothes, I'll spend that kind of money on workout clothes because workout is a fad now and the workout clothes are too expensive. Mm-hmm. Socks, I will buy socks. But let me tell you, D tried to buy some stacked pants. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. The ones with like at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
They look so cute on the picture. Them motherfuckers got here and they were low key wore pajama pants.
Mm-mm.
And he's like, what the fuck is this shit?
See, I refuse. Because I actually have been seeing a sweater. Mm. It's the sweater that keep popping up on Temu. And see, we saying this is going to be right back on my page. But it's the sweater that keep popping up. Mm-hmm. And it's like a denim look. It's kind of like decent. You know, I like a little edgy look. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, this sweater kind of fly. It's kind of, you know, kind of fly. But I just know that the moment that it comes, it is going to be do-rag material. And I am going to be hot. Like, I know. And I don't want to be buying stuff that I'm not going to wear. I can't send back.
Yeah.
So I don't fool with the Temu. It's a site that I do want to try.
Oh, tell me.
Cider.
I have 17 things in my cart.
Ma'am.
They have so many cute matching things in it.
I do. And I saw some, like, I might have to do some, see if anybody has done some reviews before.
So Talia has purchased from Cider.
Okay.
And she really likes it, but she's also 18. So.
Right. See what I'm saying? Like, that's my thing. Like, I feel like at our age or whatever, like, we should be kind of broadening our horizons a little bit. Like, I think we need to kind of start weaning ourselves off of that.
Ooh, child.
What is going on over there? But
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
But, yeah, I feel like we need to start weaning ourselves off of that and start getting into some more, you know, budget-friendly, budget-appropriate. Shop your wage, not your age. But I think that that's not how that go.
So a couple sites that I heard of, Cider's on the list. I've heard Cider actually has good products, but I agree. I feel like it's for kids.
Yeah, but it's another one. Commence now.
That's the one.
Their stuff looks decent. But it is pricey. Their prices is up there. It's definitely not giving Shein and Temu prices.
Right.
But I think it's a fast fashion site to a degree. I just think that they have a better quality. And I saw somebody who actually tried on a few pieces and they were cute because I don't want to, even though I want to do better, I also still want my clothes to have some interest. And I feel like I have a youthful, you know, way about me. And I like a little edge. So I still want it. So I don't want to lose that. So I might try them. The only thing I'm worried about with Commence is they say they go up to a 2XL. Like the sizing is what I'm going to have to do some measurements on myself and see. And then it was another one, this girl that I follow.
Is it Micas? MICAS?
It might be it. Let me see. MICAS,
yeah.
Is this it? Let me see. Let me put up the website. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I think
we on the same shit. I just think like I'm gonna have to try some of them and see like what's what.
No, I don't know if this. Let me see. Let me go to her page real quick.
Because there's another one. I think AMI or is it Amy? It's something that starts with an A too.
Okay, let me see.
And it's not ASOS because they be playing too.
Yeah, I like ASOS. You don't like ASOS?
Sometimes. Like, I feel like they just have different brands. Like, they're a distributor, right? Like, they sell Nike, Puma, all that stuff. So, yeah, it's not terrible, but that means anybody can get it. I want to get some stuff that's like, ooh, where you get that from? I ain't never seen that before. That's what I'm going for.
She didn't put... Because I feel like this... Is this the website? Is this the stuff she didn't put? Let me see. She didn't put the name of it. I don't know if I can go on the YouTube. Let's see.
Yeah, nah, because it's going to mess us up, chat.
All right.
It's going to mess us up, chat.
Yeah, it's another one. But I don't know if it's Micas. It was something because I looked it up and it was saying like the way that it was described, it was like... it was like I don't think it's this one, even though this is pretty dope, but this one, the website that she was shared, they had the website that she shared, it was like for more like an edgier look, Urban Revival.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's Revivo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And they have yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. So they have like more edgier pieces and stuff like that, you know, as well. And their pricing is it's mixed. It's mixed. So yeah. I wanted this is another one where I wanna try, but I gotta see about the sizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I
So
sent you a site that, you know, a story that I just read that has a lot of options. Some of them are stores that we've heard of, some of them that aren't. But if you know of some good boutiques or clothing stores that, you know, give us that quiet luxury or just are a little different than, you know, the typical Sheins and Zaras and H&Ms, send it our way. We would love to see where y'all shopping.
Thank you so much.
You got some shit, girl?
No, ma'am. Child, the shit is, I have really actually been at that job doing real work. That's the shit.
Well, let me just tell you about a story. Let me see if I could get the deets real
Okay.
quick. Because
I'll tell you what the shit is. The shit is, how is y'all still voting for this man to be the
I'm
president?
not talking about that. I'm not talking about that.
That's
'Cause
all I'm
I
gonna say. I ain't gonna even get into it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. So there's this man, this Alabama inmate. His name is Kenneth Smith. He has been on death row for a murder for hire scheme. He's since 1988. And so he got life in prison. He was supposed to get the death penalty, right? So in 2022, they tried to execute him by lethal injection. It failed. He actually survived. Basically, the people that were the executioners, like missed his veins or didn't do something right. And so he survived the execution. So now they were like, okay, we still got to kill this man. We got to figure out, you know, something to do because the lethal injection didn't work. So now they decided that he would die by nitrogen hypoxia.
What the
And
hell?
so basically they were going to kill him with nitrogen gas. This is something that the Veterinary Association doesn't even approve for animals. Like they say it's inhuman, like you should not do that. So basically they playing with this man with his life with this new way to kill him. And so he
Like,
was yeah, so he was set to die today by nitrogen gas. They tried to appeal the execution, but it didn't happen. And so his time of death ended up being, oh, child, not too long ago.
And they use the nitrogen.
They used nitrogen. And so only three states are approved, have approved nitrogen for executions. Like, this is some shit that they just trying. They don't even know, like, if this shit work for real, or how well it works, or what it does to people. Like
Yeah,
I
because I
said,
was that's my concern. Like, what, like, what, how does it affect the, like, what are the effects
so
after?
the United Nations says that this type of execution results in painful and humiliating death. And so a lot of people were saying that it's crazy. He really shouldn't have. Honestly, I'm gonna tell you how I feel. The man got sentenced to life. Y'all tried to kill him. Y'all didn't. He did it. He did his sentence.
That,
Y'all gonna just,
hey,
Y'all gonna just keep trying to kill this man. Y'all try it once. Hey, it's over.
Hey, with. Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, hey, I don't know what to tell y'all. I did what I supposed to do. Oh, excuse me. So I don't know what to tell y'all. I'm with you right there. Like now.
Like I feel like they shouldn't just be trying some experimental.
Right now, they ain't gonna be like you ain't just gonna be doing extra shit to me to try to kill me now. Nah.
Yeah, so I feel like that's a bunch of bullshit. I ain't never heard nothing like this in my life. Nah, like I listen to podcasts every morning and they was talking about this. I said, ooh, ain't that some shit?
Right. Like you couldn't kill me, so you gonna try something else? Nah, go to hell. I don't know what to tell you. Mm-mm. Nah.
Oh my God. I'm gonna have to go, friend.
All right. Well.
Let me tell you what happened. I'm going to tell the people. So I have a cat.
Oh, God.
And I left my elote on the counter. And he ate my elote.
Oh, no. Is that what he was up there hollering about?
That's what D was hollering about. Like, I have my phone on D on Do Not Disturb. And he in the family chat talking about it. I got to go. I love y'all.
All right. Go say about the cat. Bye.
Buy your business. Drink some water. See you later.
Bye.